Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. I'm just kind of chuckling because Jason, our engineer, is going to run again for President of the United States. And I'm looking forward to that. And he just may associate with one of those two parties that we've all come to love. I'm delighted to be broadcasting today with an expert. He's a ham radio operator, WB6NOA, and he is the leading ham radio educator in the United States of America today. He's been a teacher of radio theory and radio practice for over 40 years. He's won some awards, not to mention Hamvention's Man of the Year, American Radio Relay League's Instructor of the Year, and he's a fellow of the Radio Club of America. He's an author of 5 books, of which I have 3, on radio communications. The ones that I have, class, are the Technician's Class, the General Class, and the Extra Class. His name is Gordon West. Welcome, Gordon.
Well, a very good morning to you, Vincent, and to the USA Prepares audience.
Well, thank you. Thank you for being with us and getting up so early. You're in California. We really appreciate it. Gordon, we have instructors who hail from many countries in the United States of America. I mean, many, including the United States of America. Australia is one. Canada is another. Central America. And they would like to be able to communicate with each other should the grid go down. The grid has become more and more unstable over the years, solar eruptions and overtaxation of the grid. And they would like to know about long-distance communications. And if we have time, it'd be great to talk about short distance communication. I'm talking about inside a farm, you know, within the boundaries of a farm or a small village or neighborhood. So those are the things that we'd like to talk about today. Can you start with what is a ham radio operator?
Okay. The ham radio service, officially called the amateur radio service, is a service that is both technical as well as functional, with Part 97 of the United States Federal Communications Commission rules and regulations indicating that the ham radio service primary is for emergency communications, 97.1. So ham radio operators will pass a Federal Communications Commission examination. And I've got big news about how easily it is to pass the exam. And they can even do it now right in your own home. You don't have to go down to a federal building. But it is a radio service that accompanies amateur radio frequencies throughout the radio spectrum. And every country in the world has a form of amateur radio service. So it allows us as a fraternity to be able to talk via two-way radios and communicate via radios or even digital communications via computer literally all over the world.
So, Gordon, this is non commercial radio. This is not for purposes of generating revenue. This is for emergency purposes and for those who want to chat with each other. Is that correct?
That is correct. Specifically, the ham radio service is a service of self-training, intercommunication, and technical investigation, says the rules. And the hams don't make money. They cannot charge for passing messages. And the ham radio service is one that, during times when things are going well, Vincent, throughout the world, we talk back and forth to regularly test our communications range. But when the big one hits or a local emergency exists, that's where the ham radio operators really shine. Because of all their radio training, they know they can get their radio signals through to an alternate station, maybe a few miles away, 100 miles away, or maybe even 1,000 miles away. And we'll have in later on a few recordings that I have here of hams literally saving the day via ham radio.
Okay, so let me just ask you a quick question before we get started. So USA Prepares has been broadcasting AM, FM, satellite, digital, podcast, streaming. But we, as a class, do not charge. We do not have any commercials. But right now, we are on the Genesis Communications Network, which is commercial radio. Now, if the big one hits and we are no longer able to be on a radio network, would we still be able to teach on the air via ham with no sponsors? We don't have any sponsors now. The sponsors that you hear for this broadcast class are those of Genesis Communications Network. USA Prepares, this broadcast class does not have any sponsors. We don't have any revenue stream. We are all volunteers. So, Gordon, would we be able to continue broadcasting lessons to teach via ham radio or not?
The rules are relatively clear that amateur radio operators may hold, they call them roundtable discussions, where they talk to a group of hams. We have morning nets where hams will gather and a net control station will make announcements. There is code practice of CW where amateur radio operators will send CW messages, Morse code messages, for those to help build their speed. And there are radio nets that specifically talk about emergency preparedness. And as long as everybody on the net holds an amateur radio license that allows them the privileges that this net is operating on, then it would be an exchange of information between everyone having the same interest area, and that is staying on the air and communicating and learning how to communicate when the internet is down, when the phone lines are down, and unfortunately, hate to say it, when the satellites are either obliterated or the satellite system is down. Ham radio still is on the air, and it would allow, I think, if we work it carefully, a great opportunity for some of your listeners who really enjoy radio to get their ham radio license and then take part in what would be an emergency preparedness net.
Very well said, and I appreciate that, and I know our class does. But that would be to be able to be part of the round table. And this could be a round table, just you and me broadcasting today. This would be a very small round table, right? But to yep. listen, there is no license required. You could listen if you have a receiver, but you can't key legally unless there's an emergency. Is that right?
That is correct. The structure of the amateur service is communications to licensed ham radio operators. So there is a rule that says we are not permitted to broadcast in a non-emergency to the general public. So one would really want to make sure that we abide by the Part 97 rules. And for those that wish to use ham radio, encourage them to get their amateur radio license and take part in what would be a net operation for disaster preparedness. You would not be able to legally broadcast to the general public except when the emergency actually occurs and is at hand. So that is one thing we would need to do with your personnel and instructors, is to get them with an amateur radio license so that they can exchange information back and forth rather than be a group of the general public simply listening.
Great. So, class, that's why we're here today. Our mission is to get you informed enough so that if you'd like to get your license, you can begin the study and take the exam. And I have Gordon's books, three of them, and I've got one in my hand. It's called the Technician Class, and it is a paperback book. It's got diagrams, pictures, discussion, questions, answers, and it's a little over 200 pages. This is the book that I sat down with on a Saturday, and I read it cover to cover. I had a yellow highlighter in my hand, and I highlighted the information that I wanted to reinforce in my memory. Then I sat down, took the test, and passed the test. So I am a licensed ham radio operator, KE0AMH. And you can do it too. There are many ways of studying for the examination. And that's the way I did it. It's probably not the preferred way. Another way was a group of USA Prepares students and instructors met on the weekend for many weekends, and they had a study group, large study group, and then we all sat down together and took the exam. I was not part of the study group because it was a 120-mile round trip to Springfield, Missouri and back, so I just stayed on the farm and read the book cover to cover. That's how I did it. Gordon, what is the typical way that one would prepare for the examination? And please tell us about the examination, the questions, the answers, and if you could flesh that out for a little bit, I appreciate that.
Well, Vincent, it really changed with COVID. Prior to COVID in 2000, amateur radio operators would prepare classes, and for those to obtain the amateur radio license, probably 70% of the hams would take a local class offered by a local club and prepare that way. The 2020 COVID, when it hit, caused the classes to close down, and folks began to offer classes on Zoom. And the Zoom classes, at first everybody says, oh, it's not going to be the same. But there appeared several excellent operators that conducted the class on Zoom, not as a talking head, but actually sparking capacitors, giving you the sounds of radio, just as if you were in an actual classroom, but you're right there at your own home. So
hold that
today,
thought. We'll be right. Hold that thought. We'll be right back after these few short commercial
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gordon West is with us. And, class, if you'd like to go to his website, Gordon West Radio, GordonWest Radioschool.com, GordonWestRadioschool.com. And that's all one word, Gordon West Radioschool.com. So this is a good time for you to get your pencil and paper out and take some notes. Gordon, short distance communication. So someone can just go to a big box store or the internet, buy a family radio and charge it and press the key and start talking without a license.
Okay.
Or they could step up to a higher powered small radio handheld, and that would be a ham radio. Can you tell us the difference, please, and the distances that we could expect? I'm talking about neighborhood, across the farm, you know, a couple hundred acres, that kind of a thing.
I sure can, Vincent. And Vincent, on the tail of the amateur radio operators throughout the country teaching via Zoom, these are free of charge classes, and the most spectacular class is from a gentleman whose call sign is, and write this down, AA6GJ, Alpha Alpha 6 Golf Juliet at ARRL.net. His name is Gary, and his West End amateur radio group offers entry-level technician class licenses, once-a-week classes, free of charge all over the country on Zoom. So send him a note, AA6GJ at ARRL.net, and he even has all of his classes recorded. Now, the class that we start out with in amateur radio is called technician class, And what we're looking for are those operators, Vincent, that enjoy staying in touch. And the first way that you can get started is to understand radio range is with the small family radio service transceivers. That's a transmitter and a receiver all in one. These little handhelds are sold by major hardware stores all over the country, and they come with 22 channels with most of the channels 2 watts of output. Now, the family radio service does not require a test nor license. It's not a ham radio, but it can be used by anyone for communications for both pleasure as well as business. And the units are not very expensive, and they go about 2 to 3 blocks in a city and up to a half a mile, maybe even a mile for those of you like Vincent out on the farm. But, you know, you say 1 mile, that's not going to do me much good, but here's the deal. Technician class amateur radio operators working with their local CERT community emergency response teams, that is a government-sponsored training for individuals, the ham operators can take the local reports from a community where they're indicating that smoke has filled the local subway or fire is spreading, and then they can rebroadcast that on ham radio over longer distances. The hams themselves also have little portable radios called handhelds, and they go to relay stations called repeaters. And, Vincent, they can even reach up to some of our low Earth orbit satellites to beam a message back down within range of both seeing the satellite. So ham radio short range turns out to be longer range thanks to land-based repeaters and the space-borne satellites.
Yeah, and you could even hear the International Space Station. Is that correct?
That is correct. The International Space Station now has 2 ham radio stations, one in the USA Bay and one in the Russian Bay. And the USA Bay actually will be in what we call the cross-mode communication, for with a handheld and a simple technician class license that we'll describe shortly. You can ask the space station operators, what's it like to do some of the experiments? And this very short, brief message comes back to the schools.
We all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat John Fetterman and Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz will meet Tuesday for one of the most highly anticipated debates of the midterm elections, as they both want that U.S. Senate seat from Pennsylvania. The chair could decide control of the chamber and the future of President Biden's remaining years in office. 42-year-old Rishi Sunak will become the next United Kingdom Prime Minister and the youngest in 200 years. The former finance minister won the Tory leadership contest and will take office Tuesday. Sunak will be the United Kingdom's third leader in 7 weeks.
We now need stability and unity, and I will make it my utmost priority to bring our party and our country together, because that is the only way we will overcome the challenges we face and build a better, more prosperous future for our children.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take my.
When you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Gordon West's website is GordonWestRadioSchool.com. GordonWestRadioSchool.com. One word, no hyphens. And we were talking about short-distance communications, family radio, 22 channels, 2 watts output typically for pleasure and business, no license required, 2 to 3 blocks range in the city, 0.5 to 1 mile out on the farm. Because our farm has a road frontage of exactly 1 mile, and these family radios work on the farm, even in the Ozarks with the hills and valleys and the trees. However, we find that a handheld ham radio transceiver with a little more power, 5 watts, works better. Gordon, could you address that? And I'm talking about something like a Bofang or a small handheld, about the same size as a small family radio.
Yes, the technician entry-level amateur radio license permits operation on multiple very high-frequency and ultra-high-frequency bands. So they make a very nice 2-meter and 440 megahertz, the two bands, for handheld operation. They make them very expensive that have a built-in global positioning system, receiver, and digital capabilities. And they make them inexpensive, like a Baofeng, where you can get a pair for under $50. But you need the license to be able to transmit, and you need a local ham to assist you in programming these handhelds so you may talk back and forth amongst yourself and be able to join a club that sponsors a repeater that allows you to talk handheld to handheld up to 50 to 100 miles away.
And there's a repeater, actually several repeaters, in our area. And I was talking with Lou Cassidy, USA Preparedness Instructor, about that. And we would be able to use one of these very small handheld transceivers to talk to each other with the repeater from our farm 60 miles away easily with the repeater. So that can be done. But if we do that, Gordon, we are dependent on the repeater, correct? If the repeater does not have power, we can't do it, right?
That is absolutely correct. If the repeater should come down due to a massive fire or a tornado or a hurricane, you're now no longer going to be able to use that repeater for extended communications. But most handhelds on the VHF, the 2-meter band, can talk handheld to handheld, if each handheld is not obstructed by buildings, up to 5 to 7 miles away, and we call that simplex. And that would allow you, especially on the farm, to be able to radio back and say, I'm okay, the tornado just brushed us to the side.
You know, Gordon, it's very interesting that you say that. So our family uses these radios, the Baofeng, for communications around town, a couple miles away, in the tractor. And because farming is so darn dangerous, we all carry radios. In case one of us gets hurt accidentally, he or she can call for help. And we let each other know where we are, where we're going, you know, on the tractors, with the farm equipment, with the hay, with the cows, all of those things, because it would take hours to find someone who disappeared just on our farm. So we use these radios every day, and we've been suggesting that our class, USA Prepares Broadcast Classroom, consider getting their licenses. And so it's not hard. It's study. Read, study, remember, learn the theory, and take the test. How much is the test, Gordon, right now?
The test can be given now remotely in your own home. You don't have to go to a ham club, although we always encourage going to a ham club. But you can take the test on your own. The test fee charged by the Federal Communications Commission for many different radio services is $35, and the actual local test administration fee, whether it is remote or in person, is about $14. So $35 for the federal government who will process your license, and $14 for the local ham radio team that could be Gary all the way out here testing any of you all over the country, anywhere you want, in your home, on the farm, in a tractor. They can go one-on-one with a team of volunteer examiners administering the test, and that's about $14. So not a huge investment, Vincent.
And the testing has become easier and easier over the years. Many years ago, it was much more difficult.
Yes, all of the test questions are published in various books. They are also online. And one of the best ways to see what the test questions are like is to go to one of the radio service sites, such as W5YI-VEC.org. W5YI-VEC.org. And you can then go to Ham Study and look at all of the test questions. You can get the book. Lots of different ways to go to prepare for the tech license, which is 35 multiple choice questions, 75% passing, or don't miss any more than six.
Well, that's the examination that I sat for, the technician class, and a lot of us passed it first shot. I think there were maybe one or two who had a little difficulty, but you can take it again. It's not like, you know, it's a one-shot exam, and if you don't get it the first time, you're done. It's not like that. You can take it again. Gordon, so what do you recommend for, let's say, those of us in a village who would like to be able to communicate with each other, house to house, a couple miles, 3, 4, 5 miles apart? Is there a way that you can have handhelds as well as a base station, or use a handheld as a base with an external antenna? What is your recommendation?
Yes, the handheld transceiver can be hooked up via coaxial cable about the size of your thumb. It goes to a small little antenna either in the attic or on the roof. Not a huge one, maybe an antenna only about 5 feet tall, looking like a white fiberglass broomstick handle. And the handheld will now communicate to another handheld on their outside antenna with a range of about 5 to 10 miles simplex. So in an emergency, you're not relying on a repeater. You're going direct.
And when you talk about simplex, Gordon, would you please tell the class what that is?
Yes, simplex is talking from one handheld to another direct, where your radio waves are not being amplified by anything external, and the range is crystal clear. Listen to this, Benson. This is...
Break. Four homes on Country Club engulfed in flames. We require further resources, and we still have no water pressure at this time.
Imagine that radio call, crystal clear, over 7 miles, handheld to handheld.
There you go. There you go. Class, that's what it's like here at the farm. Literally, that's what it's like at the farm. The radios are in the tractor. The radios are on our belts while we're in the barn, out with the cows, and there for security and safety purposes. And, Gordon, I believe I heard you say, and correct me if I'm wrong, two handhelds can be purchased for about $50 or less, but you will need a license for the ham versions, not the family radio, which you don't need a license for, right?
That is correct. And there are mail order companies. Even Amazon has these inexpensive handhelds. But most important, Vincent, you want to get together with a local ham radio operator that's active, that will say, let me help you program them. Because when you get the inexpensive, even the expensive handhelds, they have no channels in them because they're sold all over the country, and they need to be set specifically for simplex frequencies and repeater frequencies by a knowledgeable ham.
Very, very well said. And, Gordon, my experience with ham radio operators is that they are helpful, they're courteous, they're kind, they're willing to help people that they don't even know yet. And they're not looking for something. They are just people who are extraordinarily helpful. Is that your experience as well?
It sure is. And since many of these ham classes, such as Gary's class, have started up and offer free classes all over the country, he has many volunteer instructors making zero money that will spend hours doing the class sessions, as well as the volunteer examination system at W5YI-BEC.org, where they will test you with multiple operators looking on that don't get a penny. We love it.
Gordon, it sounds like USA Prepares, and that's exactly what we do in all areas of life, gardening and farming and raising animals and building all kinds of things, solar systems. The list goes on and on. Now, long-distance communications. What are your thoughts? What should we do? And do we need a different license to use a different rig for longer-distance communications? For example, can we talk from Missouri to Australia? Can we talk from Missouri to California and Missouri to the East Coast, or from the East Coast to the West Coast?
The longer distance radios operate on lower frequencies than very high and ultra high frequency. The long distance radios operate on high frequency that spans from 3 to 30 megahertz. This is where you hear the shortwave broadcasts of Voice of America. This is where you hear the long range ship to shore boat radio calls, as well as the time signals. And what's occurring is on these lower frequencies requiring the next grade up license called the general class, these lower frequencies on high frequency will refract off the ionosphere that's always there day or night and come back down thousands of miles away. So you're always in contact, no matter where you are in the country or in the world, with other ham radio operators from a few hundred miles to several thousand miles, and you're not depending on anything electronic other than Mother Nature's ionosphere.
We're going into another break. Gordon West and I will be right back to flesh out.
Complement your health
distance
with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Gordon West is with us. And Gordon, I've said on the air many times that some of my best friends I've never met. And I was just wondering, is that the same with you, talking with people on ham radio, that you've made some wonderful friends, but you've actually never met them in person?
Well, you know, Vincent, you raise a good point. Listen to this. This is on the 10-meter band. This little short excerpt comes from a ham from down under. And you'll be able to hear by his accent. The clarity is amazing, and only the technician class license is required for 10-meter high-frequency operation.
Yeah, the best part of ham radio, Gordon, is the people that you meet in the hobby. There is no other satisfaction like meeting new people and making new friends that I can think of, over.
He said it all.
Yes, he did. And that's the way we feel at USA Prepares. And it's really interesting because we broadcast educational topics, we teach, and then people from all over the world call in with questions and comments, and it's wonderful. And it we don't have to, believe it or not, we don't have to worry about profanity because for some reason, I guess we set the tone that profanity is not acceptable here. So that's something we don't have to worry about. And it just works because we are all birds of the same kind of feather, if you will. We all have common threads of things that we like to do, and we're all willing to help each other. It works really, really well. So what is the cost, Gordon, of a rig, a transceiver that we could use to talk long distances? What would the cost be with the radio rig, the power supply, the antenna, the cable, etc.?
The high-frequency radio spectrum from 3 to 30 megahertz is generally open to the general class and the extra class operators for voice throughout each of the bands. not the total bands, but most of the bands. The 10-meter band is at the tip-top, Benson, of the high frequency, and that only requires a technician class license and a 10-meter radio. Well, what's a 10-meter radio? Well, it's a worldwide transceiver, transmitter and receiver, about the size of a shoebox, and it plugs into 12 volts, so in an emergency, you're still on the air. And this radio on 10 meters, when sky waves are refracting off the ionosphere, can come back down about 1,000 to 2,000 miles away. With a general class license, you have even more bands to choose. The cost of that radio new is about $500. The power supply is your battery that you pulled out of the tractor or the battery running the radio. And the antenna can be nothing more than zip cord that you stretch one way and the other way, 8 feet on each side, called the dipole antenna, and you feed it with simple cable like coaxial cable, similar to what comes down from a direct TV or dish system. So you're going to spend about, if you buy all new, about $700 in your high frequency setup versus $50 for getting started on very high frequency with the Baofeng, Yaesu, Kenwood, or ICOM handhelds.
So to cut to the chase, the lower the frequency, the longer the distance. Is that generally correct?
Yes. The lower, longer adage is absolutely true in that radio waves refract off of the ionosphere. And some of you up in the northern portion of the United States have actually seen the ionosphere. And that ionosphere glowing is an aurora. It's all around us, usually not glowing down here in the southern states, but it's always there, different layers, D, E, F, and F2 layers, and it's going to get stronger and stronger for the next 5 years as we are in solar cycle 25.
Gordon, we have some calls on the line, one from Utah, one from Nevada. But before we take those calls, how much time do you have? Do you have time for another 15 minutes after the top of the hour, or do you have to go?
No, I can stick around until about 25 past the hour, and then I have to get on a high-frequency net myself.
Okay, very good. That sounds wonderful. The question I'd like to ask before we go into the commercial break at the top of the hour is, how do we best get your book to start the technician class?
The best bet is through a local ham dealer such as Ham Radio Outlet, DX Engineering, or Amazon.
Okay. All right, very good. And we'll be right back with Gordon West. Greg in Utah, if you would please stay with us. We'll put you on the air right after the top of the hour break. Herman in Nevada, we'll put you on right after Greg. Please stay with us, class. We're talking about ham radio, what you need to do to get started. Gordon West is with us. And his website is GordonWestRadioSchool.com. GordonWestRadioSchool.com.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.